We welcome you back inside Whataburger Field. It's time now for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We are joined by Chad Comer. Now, opening day is always so special. During your time as both a player and a coach, do you have a favorite opening day memory over the years?
I mean, to be honest, they're all such a, like to what you just said, they're all a special day. But I would honestly say last year getting an opportunity to open up Spartanburg's Park for the first time, the home opener, we opened up on the road to start the year, but the home opener there was pretty special. You know, the first professional game that's played in that park, and just getting a chance to start something new. You know, there hadn't been a team there in so long. And so that was probably one of my most memorable ones. First time I've gotten to do that. So that'd probably have to be it for me.
When you look at all the work that's gone in during spring training, finally getting a chance to get out there on the field, what's the level of excitement for you at this point?
Words can't describe it. You put in all that work from spring training, you know, starting to roll in around February 9th, February 10th, and then finally you get a chance to come here to Frisco, and then, you know, you have a few workouts getting ready for the season, and then, you know, we're hopping on the bus going to Corpus, and then we're opening up. And so, these guys have put so much into their off seasons and so much into their preparations, and then now we're about to get to tee it up against somebody else we haven't seen. And so, couldn't be more excited for those guys, couldn't be more excited for the opportunity to go out there and do this.
So another thing is it's an Astros affiliate, so you didn't see a lot of these guys during spring training. So it is a new group of guys that you're facing. The Rough Riders, very veteran group this year. A lot of guys returning and then a lot of guys who are new to the Rough Riders but have played in AA before. When you're managing a group like that, what does that change in terms of development and what you're trying to do maybe from a group of guys that is more young and kind of up and coming?
Yeah, I think more than anything, like this group knows what an opening day is, and then but they also know how to play the game the right way. The style of play, the brand of baseball. We like you said, we have some veteran guys here. We got guys that have been in this league. We have some guys that are making their AA debut. But more than anything, like a lot of this group has played together. They know what to expect from one another. There's some familiarity there. So I think maybe some of those jitters of like, ooh, I'm not quite sure how he turns double plays, or I'm not quite sure like the routes, the angles, different things like that. Who covers more ground in the outfield? But these guys have played together, they've been around one another. So I think more than anything with it, it's like, how do we not overcomplicate it for them, but really just make the game and let those guys go out there and play free, and all this work that they put in the off season, let it go out there and let it show.
We're joined by Chad Comer, Rough Riders manager. Along with that, when you had that messaging with the staff, how important is that to make sure that you have an overall message that you want to convey as a staff, and you communicating that to the staff, then to the players?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's paramount. Like, I have an amazing staff here, everybody. I've had the chance to be around Jay Solinger, Tommy St. Clair, those guys before, but then, now bringing Jason Hart back into the mix, and George Hernandez, like bringing him in and having that opportunity to, see what they've got, like just in terms of how they go about things, and like, what I've seen so far, just the professionalism, the way they connect with the players, the way they pour into them, it's really special. So I'm excited to have them on this staff as this season goes, and like hear the messages that they continue to push forward in like their respective areas.
Leandro Lopez takes the ball tonight in the opener. There's a lot of excitement about this pitching staff in general. With Leandro, what really stands out for you in terms of what he needs to do to have success this year?
I think more than anything, it's just continue to attack the zone, and he has premier stuff from his primary pitches to his secondary pitches, like all of it. It's premier stuff, and just continuing to get ahead of guys and put guys away. Like at the end of the day, we know he has the swing and miss stuff. I think more than anything, it's like, how deep can we get him into games without having, an at bat that should be three or four pitches turn into five, six, seven pitches. So as he goes, just continuing to focus in on those things.
As a former catcher, does that change the way that you manage pitching and kind of look at that from other people maybe?
Yeah, I think, the biggest thing is Tommy and I, we have a good relationship in that we communicate about, the moves that we're thinking about making and like kind of what our game plan is going into the game. And then throughout it, he and I talk, and, obviously I'll make the final decision with it. But more than anything, I think he has where he's able to talk to me about stuff is like coming from his lens as a pitcher and a pitching coach and these guys, what they're going from. I can talk from the catcher side and like what I'm seeing in the game, and then, able to sit there and formulate a plan and make a decision that we want to do as we go forward with games.
That does it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders manager Chad Comer. Tune into the pregame show tomorrow for part two. Starting lineups are coming up next, right here on the Cacique Pregame Show.